Welcome to HartfordTown.com, Almost Live. I am your host, on the mend but still not 100%, flu-stricken and now jet-lagged HartfordTown, bringing you this week's horror news, reviews, recaps, and information. And as always, I ask you guys to like and subscribe and give us a review, maybe, at iTunes, Stitcher, and or Google Play, or whatever platform you are listening to this cast on. Supposedly, that was the opening theme for 9 seasons of American Horror Story in one compilation. I don't know. I think they might have missed one or two. I only heard the first season, and it seemed like the last season, but whatever. And that, you guys, is this week's horror community news. American Horror Story has been renewed through season 13. Entertainment Weekly's Nick Romano reports that Ryan Murphy Coven has officially been renewed 3 more times, securing the shelf life of FX hit anthology series until at least season 13. As you guys know, we just finished the 9th season, which was the 80s slasher theme, which if you go back and listen to most of these episodes of the podcast, you'll know we really enjoyed this season. The reveal of its newly prolonged life, as if, you know, anybody was suspicious that it wouldn't get picked up for a 10th season, had the creator, Murphy and Brad Fuluck, they have been crowned the undisputed masters of horror TV. If you know, I don't know, Jordan Peele's trying. at least he gave it a shot with Twilight Zone. It can get there. And there's also Creepshow on Shudder. But nonetheless, on paid actual TV, I think American Horror Story probably is the reigning champ right now. Well, I don't know. I guess some people are still watching The Walking Dead. Anyway, he continued to say American Horror Story has showcased a wealth of award-winning actors since day one, and we appreciate the contributions of everyone, including Ryan, Brad, and fellow executive producers Tim Minor, James Wong, Alexis Martin Woodall, and Bradley Becker, the writers, the directors, the cast, and the crew, each new unforgettable installment of American Horror Stories. He goes on and talks about the previous episodes, which was The Haunted House, which was the first one, The Insane Asylum, The Witch's Coven, The Cult, and even the reality show that they did. Let's see. And as we already know, they did the slasher series this year. And it, in 1984, brought back a number of the cast. Billy Lord, Emma Roberts came back, Leslie Grossman, Finn Whitlock, Cody Finn, as well as some new ones, you know, Poses, Angelica Ross, and Olympian Gus Kenworthy also joined the cast this year. Hopefully, we'll see Sarah Paulson and Angela Bassett. Jessica Lange has said she's done. And hopefully she isn't. We'll cross our fingers and hopefully maybe she can come back for next season. It's season 10. Come on, Jessica. Take one for the team. But anyway, that was just to tell you guys that it is back for our 10th season, 11th season, 12th season, and 13th season. So I can't wait to see what's in store for you guys. I'm going to apologize already off the top. I'm still trying to fight my way back from the flu, but on top of that, I'm jet lagged because I am home. Me and my puppy, we return back to lovely downtown Los Angeles, and it's not been lovely for the last couple of days. It's actually been really cold here, so that ain't helping. But nonetheless, three more seasons of American Horror Story, in case you were sad that there won't be any more. There will be.
Jude, I'm home. Jude. Gotcha.
It's fun to be scared sometimes, huh?
It's bad.
It's just a dome.
It's pretty violent. I understand that some of Jude's behaviors would be upsetting, but I urge you to find a place where he feels safe. I think it will be good for him. Good for all of us.
Oh my goodness, look at that. That must be the main house. Come on, Jude.
Looks like he was broken before and put back together.
Who's this handsome chap?
Brahms.
How'd you come up with that?
He tells me all sorts of things.
You okay?
I just think it's all a little bit creepy.
What are some of the things you talk about?
The other families he's lived with.
You want to take the doll away from him?
Yes.
It's just a whisper first.
Something is happening to him.
He knew your boy would find him.
Love you, Mommy.
I love you.
Alrighty then, that was the trailer for the upcoming Brahms, The Boy 2. The trailer for this looks really, really good. I'm really impressed by it. It stars Katie Holmes, you know, from Dawson's Creek, Batman, Tom Cruise's ex-wife, Jamie Foxx's supposedly rumored girlfriend, you know her. And she stars alongside Christopher Cofrey from Gotham, which I've never watched, and Owen Newman from The Belko Experience, which you should watch if you haven't seen it, and Ralph Ineson. And it's directed by William Brett Bell, who, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, he directed The First Boy. I gotta admit, I wasn't a huge fan of The First Boy. It had potential. When you boil it down and get to what actually was going on, it wasn't quite what I wanted it to be, and it wasn't quite scary. It had a tremendous amount of potential. The doll was really, really creepy. I think if it were me, I would have went with it being demonic or possessed or a convoyant or whatever. And it looks to me like that's what's going on in this version of the film. So let me just read you a little bit of what it's saying, the description. It says, unaware of the terrifying history of Hillshire Mansion, a young family moves into a guest house on the estate where their young son makes an unsettling new friend, an eerie lifelike doll he calls Brahms. So I think they might be going the conduit route this time, which is smarter than I think the person was living in the walls. I don't remember. I only watched it one time because I got really angry at the end of it, because she was so, you know, the character it's the girl from Walking Dead, and I can't think of her name. She got so started to actually believe the doll was real and alive herself, and it took a weird turn at the end. I don't understand why the parents killed themselves. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, you should at least give it a watch and see what you thought. It wasn't that good to me, you know? I was, like I said, disappointed. But nonetheless, they pushed forward and made a second version, and it will be out on February 22nd, 2020, in a theater near you. And I'll probably talk about it more close to the time, maybe, maybe not. But I'll see it and review it, and hopefully I'll have something positive to say about it a little later. And if you would like to watch the trailer, and of course you would like to see it in action, it is currently playing on www.horrorfatale.com, of course. And that is this week's horror movie news.
Melinda, sweetheart, is that you? Melinda? You okay?
That, of course, was a scene, if you don't know, is from The New Grudge, which is currently playing in theaters near you. And sadly, this is the first horror movie of 2020. Well, the first studio horror movie of 2020. I'm not even going to take a whole lot of time to bash this movie, to trash this movie. I'm just not going to do it. That's my 2020 view. I'm going to try to appreciate every movie that I see. And I'll say this, I loved me some John Cho, but this was not it. This was just not it. I'm very sad that this was the first horror film of the new year. First of all, it was a remake of a remake that no one asked for, you know? And it's like, if you were gonna remake it, at least make it good. It had two, like I said, very good actors in it, I drug myself out of my sick bed. Not really, I wasn't sick anymore. Well, I kind of was. I still wasn't feeling my greatest or whatever, and I went to see, you know, this because, again, it's the first horror movie of the year, and Jackie Weaver's in it, Lin Shaye's in it, John Cho's in it one more time, and it's produced by Sam Raimi. I am just very, 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 very sad. They tried to do the same thing that they, you know, did with the original. It's a bunch of vignettes together to try to tell us why the Grudge is the Grudge, the John Un is, and it just didn't do it. I literally fell asleep and woke up and still didn't really care what was happening. And Demian Bilcher's in it as well. So it's just, I mean, it wasn't because it was bad acting. It was just boring. It was just really boring. I think if you're going to do a remake of a remake, at least give us a new take. And I guess they tried to do that. You know, this just wasn't it. It was just boring. I would save my money and maybe watch it when it comes on, you know, a streaming service if you have one, when it comes on cable, if you have it, Redbox it, that kind of thing. I wouldn't waste my, you know, gas to get in the car and go see this at the theater. I hate I got, you know, like I said, I was, you know, in Birmingham sick, and I felt a little bit better. I was like, oh, I gotta go see this. It's the first horror movie. No, like I said, I'm not gonna drag along about it too. You already pretty much know, because by now you've already heard that it was bad. And I didn't want to say it was, but nonetheless, The Grudge 2020 is playing in the theater, like I said, but save your time. I watched it so you wouldn't have to. There's just really nothing to say about it. I hate to keep going on and on, but just nothing came together. It was boring. It wasn't the least amount scary. They tried with the jump scares. Just wasn't doing it. That's why I picked that little clip, because that was kind of a highlight. There, it involves some bubbles in a tub or something. So, there you go. I just want to take a side note and say this. I'm starting to get kind of worried, guys. We ended the last decade, the last year of the horror decade, with Black Christmas. And it was awful, right? And we're beginning the new decade, which is The Grudge, and it's kind of awful. It's not boding well for our genre. I don't know what's going on. I think that they've become so dismissive, and we're going to stop supporting you guys. We're going to stop spending our money, our hard-earned cash, to go to theaters to see something, and y'all are half-assing it. That's my rant. I just had to throw that in before we move on, because I'm just kind of annoyed. Do better. Come on. It all boils down to, they think that, you know, we don't have any taste or whatever. We are very discerning, and word's getting out, and we're going to stop supporting if y'all don't start supporting us. Give us something. Come on. Sorry about that rant, guys, but I had to say it. I'm just very annoyed. You can't have studio horror movie of the year be bad, and then turn around and open the year with another bad one. All right, do better.
Hey, Joel.
Did you pick a card for the new year yet?
Change is coming.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Exactly.
I'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
Mama Bear, come here, give me a hug.
Hey, look at the angles.
How have you been?
Okay, he's spoken for.
Remember when you guys were just switching each other in and out of your bedroom? Like the sluttiest game of musical chairs.
And you guys?
Oh, yes.
We don't have to do this.
Any game?
Yeah.
No, babe, I want you. I don't want things to be different. Just come here.
Oh, Jesus. Who is this stranger?
You were my first midnight kiss. Now I wouldn't be your last.
That was the trailer for Into the Dark's, Hulu's Into the Dark, which is currently playing on season 2. And that was the Midnight Kiss episode, which was the New Year's Eve episode. And it started airing December 27th. And as you guys have heard 100th time from me, I had the flu. So although I watched it, I didn't have time to do a full review, which is the first time that I've missed one since my site's been back up and running properly. So I do apologize. I'm going to give this one a very high recommendation for you guys to check it out. I know New Year's Eve is over, but at the same time, it's still a really good episode for them. They picked up this season. Every episode this season so far, in my opinion, has been pretty good, which is a good thing. Last season was kind of hot and cold. They had some weird ones like that Puka one. Sorry, Puka. Find me in LA. But it wasn't a good episode. But this time they've kind of brought it. Like every episode, the Christmas episode was awesome. The Halloween episode was awesome. So, you know, they're kind of bringing it. This, like I said, was called Midnight Kiss, and Midnight Kiss follows a group of longtime best friends. Well, they want you to know that they're gay. They put it in the description. Gay best friends and their straight female bestie as they head to a beautiful desert home to celebrate New Year's Eve. on their annual, one of their annual traditions is to play a game called Midnight Kiss. It's a sexy but ultimately dangerous challenge to find that special someone to help you ring in the new year. As friendships have grown strained with secrets, jealousy, and resentment, the group faces another challenge when a sadistic killer wants in on the game. Relationships are put to the test and truths are revealed as the night turns into a fight for survival. It was fun. It's one of those fun episodes. I kind of want to meet these people and party with them. It looked fun. Not the killer chasing them, but the beforehand being at the club, getting to dance. I don't know who I'm kidding. I'm old. I don't do any of that anymore. But it's not the scariest. There's a body count, which is always a plus in these type of things. The twist was interesting. There's a nice twist there that I really didn't see it coming. And again, it could have been, you know, sickness induced, because I usually catch twists, but I didn't catch this one. And so it was unexpected, in my opinion. And it was really nice, nicely done. I kind of liked all the characters except for one. I even kind of liked the one that's that revealed as being the killer. You'll see. I don't know if the beef was strong enough to go through all that, but okay. Nonetheless, it is currently airing right now on Hulu. It started airing on December 27th. And if you have a Hulu subscription that you're borrowing or get a trial, I cannot stress the trials enough to you guys. Do so and check it out. So you guys, we've come to the end. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday moment of this podcast. I think I kept it kind of brief. I'm going to feel better. Hopefully. The flu is no joke. Take a flu shot. This is the first year in about a decade I didn't take it. Got the flu. I'm old now, so it's staying with me a long time, a little longer. I didn't wind up in the hospital, but I got very close. the doctor says it's going to take me a moment to push out of it fully. So, again, your public service announcement, take the flu shot. Take it, take it, take it. Like I said, I also dread lag. And I have to say RIP to my MacBook Pro. I'm on a different computer with a different microphone, using a different software. So hopefully all this comes out well. And if it doesn't, I know y'all will let me know. But no, I tried. We're going to end this cast with the theme music from the upcoming season of Sabrina, which will be airing on... I have completely lost my train of thought. Sabrina, which will be airing on Netflix on January 24th. They released their poster and a very cool music video to go along with. I'm not going to play all of it, but that will be our end note for the cast. So I ask you guys to follow me on Instagram at The Horror Fatale and Twitter at Horror Fatale. And until next week, cheers, y'all, and sweet nightmares.
Knock, knock, knock on the gates of hell. Ah, la, 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 la. There's no rest for the wicked heart when you can't see now. Die for love. Tick, tick, tock, and now it's time to get back what I've left behind. I know that there's a sacrifice, and I'm ready to pay the price. I'm a I have